The new tower, it, well, towers over the old tower. From a catwalk near the top, you can see the roof of the old tower and feel the wind swirl around you. The new tower is 336 feet tall. To get to the top, air traffic manager Michael Baker and I take an elevator to the 14th floor, then climb a couple of flights of stairs. The airy room is ringed with windows. Baker says,
"The view from up here is like the penthouse on the city of Memphis.
You can see a lot of trees, a lot of sky, and, of course, runway. This is not the same as it was in the old tower." Baker points to a pair of airplane hangars surrounded by concrete that stretches beyond and around them in all directions, like two islands in a sea.
When we were in the other tower, we could not see the taxiway system behind it or all that space out there where the airport has intentions of expanding someday.
So you can see every runway in the airport from this tower?
That is correct.
There's a bunch of new equipment in the new tower, including a screen that shows all the planes the controllers are guiding on and off the ground. In the old tower, the controllers couldn't look out and see all the runways, and they didn't have that screen.
So how did they do that before without the screen that they could see it?
They had to remember it, basically. We write it down on, take notes on a pad of paper, or we have flight progress strips at each of the positions that they would have to mentally keep track of all that. So.
But these were moving targets, right?
That's correct.
Finally, we head down to the basement. Contrary to what you might think, the controllers at the top of the tower monitor planes that are on or near the ground, and the controllers on the ground monitor planes that are in the air.
Our airspace is anything that's within 40-mile radius of Memphis Airport and up to 16,000 feet.
But that huge round airspace is divided up among the controllers. Think of it like a cake with many layers. Then the cake is sliced into pieces. Each basement controller deals with a single layer of a single piece of that air. Here in the basement, it's dungeon dark. Except for the computer screens and buttons and a glowing plastic jack-o'-lantern, there doesn't seem to be a light on in the whole room.
Before we received this state-of-the-art equipment, the equipment we had, you literally could not have lights on because it would wash the screen out.
Of course, all that old light-sensitive equipment is long gone. Now Baker says the lack of light is cultural.
People just haven't gotten used to raising the lights to typical office environment type. It could be done. This is just what people like to do.
So not everything has changed from the old tower to the new tower. Another thing that's still the same, the tower's function is still to guide planes safely and efficiently over and around Memphis. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.